Rains have been somewhat spotty across areas where Georgia farmers are trying to finish up cotton planting. Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton knows different areas are dealing with different scenarios.
From reports I'm hearing from producers across the state, you know, we have been fortunate enough to get some rain. However, there's some areas that still haven't received showers. Most of them have been, you know, thunder-type storms, and we haven't seen any really, really big fronts coming through that it would give us, you know, pretty much a good statewide rain, but we are still within 1 point of our plantings as of the end of last week. So, you know, we're on the downhill side of planting, but a lot of our farmers, due to dry conditions, had been waiting, or as you see it, had seed in the ground waiting for a shower to get them up. So let's hope that we do get some favorable weather, some good rain showers that most of our farmers need, and they can hurry up and get this crop in, and weather will cooperate with us through the growing season, and we'll have a successful harvest. I think that's particularly important this year, as prices are certainly not where we would like for them to be.
The latest numbers show Georgia cotton planting was 80% complete, which is 1% better than this time last year and just 1% behind the five-year average. For more information about the Georgia Cotton Commission, go to their website. That's GeorgiaCottonCommission.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.